This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question that is on your mind, here is what you do. You consume every last piece of my material on no-nonsense Forex. I know it seems like a lot, but as many people here can attest, it is absolutely worth it. And then if your question is still unanswered, you go to the No-Nonsense Forex Discord forum. Link will be provided down below in the description and in the show notes. So where are we at? Episode 58, I think it is. And I have not done a podcast platform shout-out in a while. And I was looking over my numbers the other day, and Spotify Nation, you guys are not only in the lead, you are pulling away. So big shout out to Spotify Nation out there, and you are followed by Apple Podcasts, of course. Then there's a pretty significant drop-off after that. Then you have the Podbean app, so score one for the home team there. Podbean Nation, you are now in third place. Nice job. And then comes Chrome, and I don't know exactly what that is. If one of you out there who is listening to this podcast via Google Chrome, come onto YouTube, go in the comment section, and tell me what you're using. Are you watching it straight from the website, nononsenseforex.com, or is this Google Play? Always curious to know what that was, and I might have asked this question before, but I've just forgotten. So if somebody can do that for me, it'd be much appreciated. But then rounding off the top eight, if anybody is interested, is then regular iTunes, then CastBox, then Google Podcast, and then Podcast Addict. So to all of you listening to the podcast on an actual podcast player and not on YouTube, we don't get to hear from you as much because you're not right there to comment, but we certainly do appreciate you, and I felt it was time that you got another mention. So a bit of a programming note as well. I will not be stateside anymore by the time the next podcast episode comes out. So what this means is hopefully nothing, but if there comes a time in the month of August where you do not see a trading video or a podcast episode come out, understand that it's because of travel-related things and nothing more. I will try to tweet out a message early if this ever happens, so make sure you follow me on Twitter. You can find that at the bottom of the show notes and the description on YouTube. But if it happens, just don't be concerned. We're going to resume everything the very next week in all likelihood. I've just been a bit spoiled. I've been stateside, mostly in Las Vegas, the entire time we've done the podcast and the trading videos, for that matter. But that will not be the case this month. And I just don't know how it's going to play out. You know, I'm bringing my microphone. I'm bringing my stand. Everything's portable. It shouldn't be a problem. But if it is, at least you know why. Traveling is my number one favorite thing in the entire world, but I've had to really deprive myself of that the last 18 months or so as I get all my ducks in a row with the material and my other projects and things like that. So it's finally time I let off a little steam, but traders, sacrifices like this are often very necessary. I am perfectly fine, you know, with not doing one of my favorite things for a prolonged period of time if it means that hopefully one day I can do my favorite thing all of the time. I certainly feel like it's worth it. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and episode 58's question is from Ahmad from Iran. I did not give a city. But Ahmad asks, how do you use the DXY to find better ways to trade U.S. dollar pairs? All right, so for those of you who don't know, the DXY, or if you ever see USDX, those two things refer to the United States dollar index. And on many trading platforms, you can actually chart this on MT4, which is really cool. And I think you can actually trade it as well. I don't think you can do that in the United States, but internationally you can. I mean, the ATR is very, very low, even on the daily version. So I don't think it's really worth trading on its own. But a lot of people want to know if in the no-nonsense Forex way of trading, how useful is it to take the algorithm we've already put together, place it on the dollar index, and somehow use the information we gain to our advantage. So as usual, traders, I have already guinea pigged this thing out and put in all the work, so you don't have to if you don't want to. But from a trader who has 10 years of experience and somebody who is attempted off and on to use the dollar index to their own advantage. I'll just give you the short answer right now. I was really unable to gain any type of advantage with it, and it actually affected my trading negatively when I used it. Now, this does not mean you will experience the same results, but let me go a little deeper into why it didn't work for me. And then after that, you can decide if you want to give it a trial run yourself. You know, a lot of you use the same methods I do, but at the end of the day, you and I do trade differently. So there might be something there for you, but there just wasn't for myself. Now, here are the main reasons why I don't think it really panned out. First off, the dollar index is a conglomerate of the dollar traded against other currencies. Now, this would be awesome if they took the way we trade into account and just kind of divided it up evenly 7 ways between all of the other 8 majors. But they do not do that. And that is putting it lightly. They don't even take into account the Aussie dollar or the Kiwi dollar. And it is over 50% weighted into the FIBOR, the euro-dollar pair. Now, for those of you who are curious to what the other ratios were, I have that information up on this episode's blog. Yes, there is actually a new blog out. I haven't done one in a while, and I really haven't done one that attaches to a podcast in an even longer time. But you can click that in the show notes or in the description as well, and it will go over that, along with something I'm not going to mention here on the podcast, but I will on the blog, kind of my solution to how this can become a lot better. And so if any of you guys have some real good programming backgrounds, I still think it's a long shot, but check out that blog anyway, because if anybody invents what I proposed on that blog post, we can all retire early. But unfortunately, we just can't do that, in my opinion, by using the dollar index the way it's weighted. And on top of that, just through pure trial and error, it just didn't help me get ahead anywhere. I used it so many different ways. You know, if it was above my baseline, I would do this. If it was below my baseline, I would do that. If I was actually getting a long signal that day, I would only take dollar strong trades. And then vice versa if I was getting a short signal on the dollar index. And this didn't work either. And I'll tell you exactly how it didn't work. And I think this probably does have a lot to do with how it is weighted. But no matter how I tried using it to my advantage, the number one thing it ended up doing, probably more than anything, was preventing me from taking very profitable trades. And you guys know my thoughts on this. Losses happen. When we're putting together our system, we do everything we can to eliminate them. But when it's actually time to trade, losses are just one of those things we have to accept. What is not acceptable at all, especially in my world, is passing up on very profitable trades. At the end of the day, there is absolutely no excuse for that. And if you're trying to get too cute, if you're trying to put too fine of a point on things, by trying to shoehorn things like the dollar index into your trading, I can say with confidence that this is going to start happening in places where it absolutely should not be happening. You know, we take our small losses, we take our smaller than they should be wins, all for the purpose of being absolutely ready to strike when those big runs come our way. And if we're missing out on those big runs for whatever reason, it's completely unacceptable. And my handling and my interpretation of the United States dollar index did that to me one too many times. And so I said, screw it, I'm just going to take it off my chart forever. And as soon as I did that, I immediately stopped missing out on all those big runs that my system was giving me. So traders, especially the ones that were considering the dollar index in some capacity, I like where your head's at, but I can just tell you from where I sit, for those two reasons, I don't use it, and my trading is better off because of it. So I would like to thank you all for tuning in. Definitely check out the blog, and if you haven't yet, go to iTunes and give this podcast a 5-star review. We have lots of them, but more is always better. And stay tuned for next week's trading video. It is going to be a video on a very popular topic, but more of a beginning trader topic. So some of you who are more experienced and those of you who have consumed all of the material, you know, understand that there are videos that I do just for you, which is like the one we did a couple weeks ago with A Bridge Too Far. But there are also videos I do for newer traders. So please have patience and understand, too, there are always key takeaways in those videos. But that is what to expect going forward. So traders, as I alluded to earlier in the podcast, a sacrifice is absolutely necessary here. Nobody in this industry ever made it without at least a little bit of sacrifice. So I hope the majority of you understand that. I think a lot of you already do. And I will continue to do my part in making these moments of sacrifice and being away from the things you love to do as pleasurable as I can possibly make it. When you love what you do and you have your eyes on the prize, this whole sacrifice period that I keep talking about can actually be pretty goddamn great. So go get it.